Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is Monday, December 14th, 2 in the afternoon here in New York City, and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Just kidding. It's fucking 60 degrees. I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt, and I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt yesterday, all right? World's all fucked up. Global warming's real. A bunch of people were tweeting me all this stuff because I tweeted. I was like, oh, it's 60 degrees. You know, what's going on? And people are like, oh, it's global warming. The polar bears are dying. The polar bears are brown. I was like, shut up. My God. Stop it. But anyway, Christmas is 11 days away, and I haven't done a goddamn thing as far as Christmas shopping because I am garbage. I don't know what to get anyone because anytime I ask anyone what the hell they want, they're like, oh, I don't, you know, it doesn't matter. I just, your friendship's all I need. I'm just like, fuck you, dude. We're not friends anymore. Tell me what you want, because I'm awful at getting gifts for people. I'm awful. I'm tremendous. I'm a hall of fame at getting gifts. I can receive gifts very well, but I cannot give them. I don't know what to do. I can't buy them. I don't know. I got a Secret Santa with a bunch of my friends. I don't know what to get anyone. Who knows? Maybe I really don't know. Like a fleshlight or something. Fleshlights. That's not a bad idea. Actually, that's not a bad idea at all. Let me just look up how much these cost. Fleshlight, the number one male masturbator in the world. There's $150. Who's paying $150 to beat their dick? Well, technically, you're not beating it with this thing. You're just kind of. This is not beating your dick. You're putting it in like a nice little pouch here. $150 though, come on. What are we paying for? Oh, and it's on sale. It's on sale and it's $150. It's $234. It comes with a shower mount. A shower mount so you can suction cup it to the side of your shower and bang it while you're washing your hair. How nice. But it does come with a 8-ounce bottle of lube. 2-pack. Ooh. That's 16 ounces of lube. $150 though? No way. We got a $30 limit in this Secret Santa, buddy. Jesus Christ. Who is paying $150 just to do that? Jesus. Like, I know the winter's coming, and a lot of people don't want to go outside. So, you know, you're going to, you know, people, I'm sure the numbers for masturbation skyrocket in the winter, you know, or dildo usage. That goes way up. But, you know. This is $150, and this is horseshit, is what it is. It's sexist, because you can get a dildo for, like, $30, you know? Or you can get, like, your basic training bra dildo. Like, the first one ever is probably, like, a good $11-$12. I don't really know this for sure. I'm assuming that dildos don't cost $150, unless they're one of those crazy ones that, like, it's got a bunch of hooks, like, one goes here, one goes there, this one goes on top, and everything vibrates, and then, you know, it's a whole machine. Like, that's unnecessary, dude. Where are you gonna hide that? This fleshlight thing, though, $150, this is horse shit. God, what happened to the hand? What happened to that? Just use your hand and some, like, you know, shampoo or something. Not shampoo. Although I have done that when I was younger. I was like, fuck it, let me try this. But, you know, just your hands and some good old, you know, that's all you need. You don't need this fancy bottle of lube and fucking shower mount. It's shaped like an ice cream cone, but it's molded like your favorite porn star. Oh, God. That's so, how did they make these? They put a bunch of clay inside, like, you know, Christy Mack, and then they waited for it to dry, and then they pulled it out, and they're like, oh, we're going to make a bunch of these. Like, what the hell? That's such a weird process. Who the hell knows, man? Maybe I'll do that, though. but yeah, I'm not buying that shit. That's out of control. Here's some news. iTunes completely took away my podcast. I don't know where the fuck it went, but someone tweeted me today, was like, hey, I can't find your podcast on iTunes anymore. And I'm like, hey, maybe this guy's a moron. So I'm going to, you know, check it out. But then I checked it out and it's not up there. I don't know what the hell's going on. Like, I went, like, because I subscribe to my own thing just so I can keep an eye on to, you know, making sure thing like everything gets uploaded. So like I still have the episodes on my podcast app on the iTunes store, but if I search The Basement Yard, it just doesn't come up. Who's getting rid of my shit? iTunes, you're fucking me, man. You're effing me in the A. Don't F me in the A, all right? I don't know what the hell's going on. Maybe it's like a glitch. Maybe it'll come back in a few days. I don't know. I tried to resubmit the podcast to iTunes, and it says it's already in there. But, you know, it's nowhere to be found. So I don't know what the fuck's going on, you know? But whatever. Anyway, I wanted to talk about this because it's so ridiculous. But, like, the other day, a couple days ago, right, there was this cop from Oklahoma City. His name's Daniel. He's got the biggest fucking face and the tiniest eyes, and his eyes are really close together. All of that information is irrelevant to this story, but I just felt like sharing that just so you can get a visual of this piece of shit, right? So the guy, I was scrolling through Twitter, and I saw pictures of this guy, and he was, like, bawling, crying in the courtroom, right? So I'm like, what happened to this poor guy? Right, so I click on the story, and this guy got a sentence of 263 years. And I'm like, wow, why is he reacting this way? Maybe they got the wrong guy or something. But no, this guy's a piece of dog shit. Not a piece. He is a bag. He has three bags of dog shit. This guy has three bags of dog shit. He raped, sexually assaulted, other words that mean that. He did that to 13 black women, right? And then, you know, like, one of them was 57 years old, a grandmother, and he forced her to blow him. What the fuck are you thinking, sir? Daniel, with the little eyes and huge face, what the fuck are you doing? And he was, I don't understand that. He was reacting when the judge was like, yeah, you're guilty of this and that and this, 263 years in total. This guy's crying like he didn't see that coming. Dude, if you rape 13 people, what did you think was gonna happen? God, I hope this guy gets fucking face fucked in the middle of the prison, in the middle of the yard, just in the middle, so all this fucking, every inmate can see it. This guy's just getting banged in the mouth. Oh God. And I hope someone cuts his dick off. I don't know why we stopped cutting dicks off, honestly, because back in the day when you would commit a crime, they would cut something off. Like if you stole something, they would cut your right hand off. And she's like, yeah, you want to steal something? Try doing it lefty, okay? Because we cut your right hand off. Try stealing with your non-dominant hand, all right? And then if you tried doing that, they would cut that shit right off too. Now what are you going to steal with two nubs? Not a goddamn thing. We got to start doing that again. Like, these rapists cut their dicks off because they can't rape anymore. Like, there's no reason why this guy should have got away with 12, you know? Like, dude, what? Like, how does he do it 13 times? How do he get away with 12? Just cut his dick off after the first one. You cut his dick off, and then the president gets on TV, right? And he goes, hey, new rule, right? That's how he words it, too. Hey, new rule. Anyone who rapes or sexually abuses dick gets cut right off. And then we start cutting dicks off for the people who do that. Who's going to rape anymore? No one. I think. I don't think anyone wants their dick to be cut off. But that's what we should do. Just cut them off. Because even if they tried to do it after they got away with the first one, now you can't. Because we cut it off. You cut it off, now you can't do a goddamn thing. Nor can you have consensual sex ever again. Nor can you masturbate again. All right? So you start cutting dicks off, and then maybe rapists go, you know what? Maybe I'll just buy a $150 fleshlight, and I won't go rape. You know? That's what you got to start doing. Someone, you know, talks badly about the president or something, you know, they cut their tongue out back in the day. We should do that, too. People who holler at girls on the street, make them feel weird. Hey, honey, shake your tits. Cut the tongue out. They'll never do that shit again. I'm sorry. But yeah, that's what we should do. Also, I was on Twitter and I saw this thing. It's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. First of all, if you know me, you know that I don't like flying. I'm not like terrified of it, but who likes flying? I got to sit 2 inches from some guy and our knees I got to touch the whole time? You know what I mean? God forbid you sit next to someone who, like, for some... You know those people who get on the subway and just sit, like, they're stretching their groin? Like, dude, why do you need that much space? Unless your dick is the size of a 13-year-old, what the hell are you sitting like that for? There's no reason for that. Like, close your legs a little so people can sit. But anyway, people on the planes, sometimes they sit like that. Like, dude, stop. I don't want our knees to touch this whole goddamn flight. It's 5 hours. I don't even know you. What if this guy's got fleas? Anyway, I'm done. But anyway, this whole the reason why I'm bringing this up is because there's this thing. It's like the patent for it has been filed. It's not like a thing yet. But if it becomes a thing, I'm going to be terrified because they're going to make it so there's two seats when you get on a plane, right? You pay for these seats. You pay for first class. And then the people who are, you know, first class isn't good enough for them, they're going to get these seats, right? There's only two seats on a plane. And they sit in these chairs. And then it shoots up, and then on top of the plane, there's like a little bubble, like a little cockpit, and you sit there. So you're like sitting on top of the plane as the plane's flying. Are you fucking crazy? Why would I ever want to sit there? I would be shitting my pants the entire time. No way. No way. You think? And then the chair spins 360 degrees. So, like, you could turn around and look at the back of the plane and then the side, the front. Dude, no. No way. That is terrifying. Sitting on top of the plane. These psychos. There was another one. I think, who was it? Virgin Airlines? They were going to make a plane that the bottom of the plane is, like, see-through. So you could see down. Dude, what? Are you trying to kill us? Jesus Christ, how scary is that shit? Planes are already bad to begin with. Like, I gotta, like, psych myself. Like, I can't sleep before, the day before I have a flight. Because I'm afraid that I'm gonna have a dream where the plane goes down. And I'm gonna wake up and convince myself that I'm in the movie Final Destination. Like, we can't get on the plane. I saw it. And, like, we're gonna hit a mountain. Like, I don't wanna, you know. So I'm afraid to sleep. And then I gotta psych myself up. And that's just getting on a regular plane. If I got to sit in a plane where the floor is see-through, dude, forget about it. I would duct tape my eyes shut. I'm not fucking with that at all. Not only that, but you got to deal with the people that are on the plane. I've been on a plane with some piece of shit people. There was one time I was on a plane, and there was this guy sitting like across the aisle from me. This joker sneezes once, right? One time. Not a big deal. Side note. You know who I hate? People... who are like, I sneeze once, and they go, oh, do you need a tissue? Like, dude, relax. I just sneezed one time. I'm fine. Just a little sneeze. I didn't shoot snot all over my hands and face. I'm totally fine. People want to shove napkins in your face. You're like, achoo, I hear you need a napkin, you need a tissue. Dude, shut the fuck up. Anyway, that's irrelevant. This guy, so he's sitting across the aisle from me. He sneezes one time, right? And I'm like, okay, whatever. Then he's like looking around. Like, why did I sneeze? What's going on? Like, this guy was panicking because he sneezed one time. I'm like, dude, were you never fucking sneezed before? But anyway, he calls the stewardess over and he goes, excuse me, is there cats on board? And I'm like, no fucking way this guy's doing this right now. And the woman's like, I don't fucking know, dude. I just hand out the ginger ale and the peanuts. What are you asking me? I don't fucking know. So he goes, can you check? Can you check, please? And so she's like, all right. And then she leaves, and then she comes back, and she goes, yeah, we got a few cats on board below the plane, obviously, where all the pets go. And this guy's like, I think I'm going to need to change my seat because I'm allergic, and I've been sneezing. I'm like, dude, this fucking guy sneezed one time. There's an entire floor in between you and these fucking cats. I'm allergic to them too. But you sneezed one time. It's not like your throat's closing. And he had his shoes off. Ah, those people. People on planes, you got their shoes off. They're just like, dude, you're not in your bed. You're on a bus in the sky. You're going to take your shoes off on a bus? Enough. Stop it. The guy like stood up and went into the back of the plane, like stood there the whole time. Like, this, I can't even deal with, like... Come on. You should cut that guy's dick off, too. D- Dude, if I was president, forget about it. No one would have dicks. As soon as you, like, fuck up, dick right off. No dick. No more dick. All right? God, I got to finish this soon because I got to go running. I started running now, and I want to kill myself because running's the worst thing ever. I can't even picture people who, like, run marathon 26 miles. Dude, I wouldn't bike 26 miles. Do you know how far that is? That's 26 miles. That's insane. That's insanity. What's wrong with you? My brother, Keith, he ran a half marathon once, which is, like, 11 or 13 or something like that. And he, like, did it. But, like, dude, what? Like, he would train for it, like, every day. Like, he would run a couple of miles every day. And I'm just like, I don't know how this kid does it. And then I went to his race, and he did the half marathon. Here's the sickest thing I've ever seen in my entire life, okay? The guy, because they run the half marathon and the real marathon at the same time. So there's 12 miles, and then there's the 26-mile one. So the guy who did the marathon finished before anyone finished the half marathon. Do you understand what I'm... Do you know what the... Are you fucking kidding? This guy ran 26 miles faster than anyone ran 12. What? How... Was this guy in a dead sprint the whole fucking time? And of course, it was like a skinny white dude with a short shorts. And he like wasn't out of breath. He was like doing push-ups after he finished. I'm like, dude, you're a fucking superhuman. Like those Iron Man things. Like you gotta like run a marathon 26 miles. Then you gotta swim 2 miles. Forget about it. I would have thrown up 40 times during the 26 miles. And that would have took me a day. Now I gotta swim. Okay, I would have died 5 times and drowned a couple times, right? Swimming 2 miles is, I couldn't even paddle that far in a boat. I wouldn't be, a boat 2 miles? What are you fucking joking? No way. And then you got a bike, like, I don't, like another 20 miles or something? Who the fuck is doing this? Who are these superhumans? Jesus Christ. Those people, dude, if you finished an Ironman, you are a savage, and I hate that goddamn word. Oh, dude, you're savage, bro. Oh, my God. You told that girl off? You're a savage, dude. That's so savage. Oh, my God, you have no chill, and you're a savage. Like, dude, you don't know what savage is. Okay, someone who finishes a fucking Iron Man, that person is a savage. And I don't even want to be friends with someone who could do something like that. Anyone who, like, wants to run that far, dude, just don't talk to me. You know, you're just a way better person than I am, and I'm done. Look at this. Another catfish of mine. Oh, my God. That's another thing. I found this tweet where it says, famous celebs that hit and ditched Kim Kardashian, right? And there's a picture, and there's three dudes, 1, 2, and 3. So number one is a picture of Cristiano Ronaldo. Number two is 50 Cent. And then number three is a picture of me. So I guess I fucked Kim Kardashian. I hit and ditched Kim Kardashian, apparently. That's what this article says. If you click on the article, it's like, you know, it's one of those clickbait articles, but... It's just funny that they use my picture for one of these things. So, yeah, I'm just going to tell people that and use this as a reference. Like, yeah, dude, I totally had sex with Kim Kardashian. It was good, I guess. It was nice. this past weekend, I forgot, I think it was Saturday, was the Conor McGregor fight, which was kind of sick. We went to the beer garden. Me and my friends went to the beer garden near my house. A ton of people there. And I didn't really care who won until they were introducing the fighters. And when they were introducing that Jose Aldo guy, the Brazilian, all these Brazilians came out of nowhere with all these flags. And they were like jumping on tables like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, you know what? I hope he gets fucking knocked out. Just because they were just so excited. Is that fucked up? I was kind of like, you know what? I hope all these guys are disappointed. There was one guy who had a Irish flag. He had the Ireland's flag. like wrapped around his waist, and he had like red hair. He was hammered. He was like your typical Irish guy, and he was like, he was going insane too. But it was only one of him. There was about 40 of these people with flags, the Brazilians, and sure enough, that fight started, and fucking Conor McGregor knocks him out in 13 seconds. Dude, I have never seen a person go so insane in my life. The guy who had the Irish flag tied around his waist, there's like a light. Holy shit, I almost choked just now. There was a guy with he was hanging from a lamppost and like shaking it. All the bouncers are like trying to kick the shit out of him. He was jumping on tables, jumping from table to table. He was going insane. I was like, God damn it. But yeah, that was crazy, man. This guy knocks him out in 13 seconds. Everyone's like, oh, it wasn't a fight. Dude, can you imagine like Mike Tyson? When he was in his prime, he was just knocking people out like that all the fucking time. You would stay up all night, watch the undercard fights, which suck, and then, you know, you get to the Mike Tyson fight, and he just throws one punch at a guy, and he goes down. And you're like, all right, time to go to bed. It's crazy. Ugh. God. I almost choked back there. I almost killed myself. I almost choked the other day down here. Dude, I was home by myself. I forgot. What was it? Oh, I was eating a chicken parm hero. And I'm eating it, and all of a sudden, like, a piece of cheese gets caught in the back of my throat, and I just go, right? Jesus Christ, I almost killed myself. But I couldn't breathe. I was like, oh, shit. So, you know, I stood up really quick, and I threw the chair behind me, and I was, like, bent over, and I was, like, trying to breathe, and then I just spit cheese all over the goddamn floor. And I was like, oh, God, almost took my life. Joey almost went down there. Almost went down for a second. That's the second time in my life that I almost choked to death. When I was like 8 years old, I was down here by myself. And I was eating like a gumball. What's that called? Jawbreaker. And it got caught in my throat. And I could not breathe at all. Like I couldn't even get any air in. Like there was any air in. There was no... there was no sound. It was just nothing. Like I could not breathe. So being the smart 8-year-old that I am, I leaned over a chair and like jumped and like let the chair hit me in the stomach, and the jawbreaker went flying, and I was terrified, and I was too afraid to tell my mom that I almost died because I feel like she would have been mad at me. I don't know. I never told her until like I was like 15. I was like, hey, by the way, some years ago, I almost died in the basement because I was choking on a jawbreaker. Like, I feel like if I would have told her that, she would have got pissed. And she would have been like, what are you choking in the basement for by yourself? Like, it would have been my fault. You know? You know what's ridiculous? Now that we're talking about this. So, I don't think I've ever told this story to anyone. But my brother Keith, right? Big psycho. He told me, right? This is horse shit, first of all. Let me just get this out of here. That this is a dog shit story. He made this up, for sure. He swears by it to this day that one day he was, like, drinking. Because he doesn't use ice cubes in his drinks, right? He's like, oh, I don't want ice. He never wants ice cubes in his drink. And he says it's because of this reason. He was drinking something, right? He swallowed an ice cube, and it got stuck in his throat. And this kid claims that he punched him. Since he couldn't breathe, his only way out was to punch himself in the throat until he broke up the ice cube, and then he was fine. What? And I'm like, dude, do you expect me to believe that you did that? How fucking dumb do you think I am? You're telling me that you punched yourself in the neck so hard that it shattered an ice cube, and then you were fine. I mean, how dumb do you think I am? Oh my God. But just picturing that is hilarious. Like, can you imagine someone's choking and you just see him punching himself in the throat? I'd be like, dude, that's the wrong way to go about that. That is not how you fix choking at all. Anyway, that is all we got for this week. All right? I need to go running because I'm not trying to be 200 pounds by January. So I'm starting early, you know? I know everyone has that New Year's resolution, like, I'm going to hit the gym. Then they hit the gym for 3 days and go, fuck that. Never hitting the gym again. until next January. But I'm starting early. I got to lose weight. I want to be 170. I lost some weight. I'm like 178. It would be nice to shed like 8 pounds. That would be dope. And yeah, that's it, you guys. By the way, if you're interested in sports, me and my friends run a sports podcast called Veterans Minimum. It's on SoundCloud. That should be on iTunes, but who the fuck knows? They might be taking all the podcasts that I'm on off fucking iTunes now. Who knows? But yeah, you can check that out on SoundCloud and iTunes. Also, the video for tomorrow. God, I have no idea what I'm doing for that. I hope I figure it out. But yeah, that's all. And as always, thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.